Hi, I'm Thomas McCarthy, and this poem is called Last Flight. It's a foolish old bird that mistakes an open window for water. But this bird has just committed a fatal error and become, for as long as you care to look at it, a shredded canvas by Morris Graves, a spirit bird out of the monochrome 50s, where even the sea and the seashore of Ardmore Bay makes a perfect wash for a blackbird's last flight. She settled here like a bird already wounded, down to her last case of peach champagne, restitching her damaged feathers, the way she stitched again the damaged fire screen that was a wedding present from Mrs. Astaire. And Mrs. Astaire's son, Fred, that gentle, too thin boy, who gave her an iron bench made to order by the blacksmith in Lismore. This Fred, I've just seen again dancing with Eleanor Powell. Such synchronous spirit birds, such characters from a book where humans move perfectly, such chapters of grace, that everything we write seems amateurish, unlovely, as open to crisis as any blackbird, unlike anything of Begin the Begin. I wrote this poem, or at least the first few lines of it, when I was sitting in the house that belonged to Molly Keane, the novelist. I was sitting in Molly's sitting room and suddenly a bird glanced off the open window. And I thought of all of us and how we're confused in our journeys and interrupted in our journeys like birds who get confused by an open window. And looking around in Molly's sitting room, full of the kind of materials of a writer's life, all the memories of the West End and the memories of the friends in the theatre industry that she knew, I just thought of Molly herself and how she had to remake her life in the early 1950s by coming to that house near Ardmore. She had just lost her young husband, and there she was, a young mother with two daughters, and she having responsibility to look after them and bring them up. And she just had to remake her life as a novelist again. And I thought, in a sense, we all, you know, at some occasion in our life, we all have to sort of remake and restir ourselves to create a new kind of concoction for our lives. And thinking about Molly the other day, when I was watching Fred Astaire dancing in a beautiful tap dance routine from the film, the Broadway film, Broadway Melody, which was filmed in 1940. Fred and Eleanor Powell dancing so perfectly. I thought, how perfect a dance is compared to how interim and temporary life is. So I wrote the poem.